Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Ayin Gimel. We are holding on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We are at the two dots. Zegi Teich Mehayom Imati Mecholiza. I don't know, about 12 lines from the end of the page. Last word of the line is Zeh. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer. In honor of his wife and children, Ali Lenishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LeHashalom. It is also sponsored by the Penstein family in memory of Mayor Penstein, Zichrono Livracha, who was a good friend, one of the Bnei HaChabura in terms of learning with us. It is also sponsored by the Shulman family for the yard site of Mrs. Bertha Kaplan, Alta Bracha Bas Yitzchak Yosef, whose yard site is tomorrow, and Hashem Mishav and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the Gemara is going to discuss the following. Rav Huna is going to make an equation between a get and a matana that are given in a state of illness, and then the Gemara is going to ask questions on Rav Huna, but that's Rav Huna's equation, that a get given in a state of illness is similar, has similar dinim to a matana that a person gives in a state of illness. Then the Gemara is going to quote Amoraim, who disagree with Rav Huna, and they make a gezeira that a get is still going to work even if the shchiv meira gets better, that the person gives the get as a shchiv meira, and then he gets better. These Amoraim are going to say the get is still intact, even though the din midaraisa is that it's not intact, that the get is batal, that they're still married. These Amoraim are going to say, no, we declare them divorced. So the Gemara is going to discuss what the mechanism through which you can declare somebody divorced if on a daraisa level there is no get that's intact. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if the guy makes the get contingent on dying of the illness and he doesn't get better from the illness. The roof caves in on him and he dies. A lion eats him and he dies. But while he's still ill, so how do we view an ones delo shchiach that happens that causes him to die while he's still in the illness? Once we're on the topic of ones delo shchiach, the Gemara is going to talk about how ones delo shchiach affects mekach u'mimkar, that if a person makes a purchase and the seller gives a guarantee that I'll take responsibility for any ones, and then there's an ones delo shchiach that happens. Did the seller mean to take responsibility for that as well? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss the status in those in-between days. What if the guy gives a get that's contingent on his death? So as soon as he dies, it will be Megala that the get was a get the whole time. So how do they act in between? Meaning before he dies, are they still husband and wife? What if someone else sleeps with her? What's her status at that point? The Gemara is going to quote a cryptic brisa about a couple that gets together after he gives a conditional get, and we're going to have three different interpretations of that brisa, and that's the majority of Amud Beis. So let's begin again at the two dots on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said, Zegi Teich Me'ayom Mati Michal Izev Amud Valach B'Shuk. A guy says, this is your get if I die from this illness, and then he goes and he walks in the market, and then he gets sick and he dies. So we have to evaluate, we have to assess, did he die because of the original illness? Then it is a valid get. Or did he die because of a new illness? In which case, it's not a valid get. So the Gemara quotes a shita of Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna. Gito kimatnaso. The Rav Huna holds that a get has the same status, a get that a shchiv mera gives, has the same status as a matana that a shchiv mera gives, in the following sense. Ma matnaso amar chozer, just like a shchiv mera who gives a matana, that should be to somebody else because of his illness. If he gets better from that illness, he could be chozer on that matana. The whole matana becomes batel because it was obvious that he was only giving the matana because he thought he wasn't going to make it. He was only giving the matana al manasi, he's going to die. So avgito imam el chozer. So too, when a shchiv mera gives a get to his wife, if he then gets better from that illness, so he's chozer. The get is going to be batel. He only gave the get because he thought he was going to die and he didn't want his wife to have to deal with yibum. But as long as that's not going to be an issue, then imam al chozer, then he can be chozer. The Rashi writes, and not only if he says imati michaliza can he be chozer, even if he doesn't say imati michaliza, he just gives a get stam, but he's a shchiv mera and he's not told it on misa at all, still imam al chozer, because mistama he gave it al das that he's going to die, and that's what Rav Huna is saying. Gito kematanaso, that the matana is batel, even though he didn't make any tanai that he's giving it machmer. Chachmas Misa. So that's the whole Chiddush of Rav Huna, or that's a major part of the Chiddush of Rav Huna, that even though he never said, I'm giving this get because I'm dying, but he happened to have been in a state of Shchivra when he gave it, so we read into it that he only intended to give it because he was dying. That's the Shita of Rashi. Tosos has lots of kashas on that Shita. Tosos says, well, first of all, if when he's Megarish Bestam without any Tanai, and then he's Amad, then the get is going to be Chosid, the get's not going to be Chal anymore, and then why does the Mishnah have to say Mehayom Imati, Me'achshav Imati, even Bestam without any Tanai, he's Chosibo? It's as if he said Mehayom and Me'achshav. But the Tosos is not so bothered by that kasha, because it could be that a shchiv mira that gives a get and is amad, it's his get is bottled without it tonight. The Mishnah was talking about which lashon would work if he's megarish mechayim, and which lashonos work to be megarish lachar misa. So that kasha is not going to bother Tosos so much. But Tosos says, I have other kashas. We have a Mishnah on Ayin Heim Beis, a Gemara on Ayin Heim Beis, that Shmuel was mesakin in a get shchiv mira, that you should say to the woman at the time that you give the get, that if he dies, then it should be a get, and if he doesn't die, it shouldn't be a get. But according to Rav Huna, Bistam, even without any Tanai, if he gets up and walks, the get is not going to be Chal. So what do you need a Takana of Shmuel, that he's got to make such a Tanai? So Tos says, okay, maybe Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav Huna. But Tos says, but I got a third Kasha. The Gemara in Bava Metzia of Samach Vav says that there was a Maisa with a Shchivra that wrote a get for his wife, and then he groaned, and his wife said, what are you groaning for? What are you so upset? Don't worry, if you get up from your illness, the get's going to be batel anyway, and we'll still be able to live happily ever after. This isn't necessarily final. So Rav Zvid said that in bitvarei klum, that what she was saying is not true, and she's mugrashas me'ata, because he never made it tonight, so the get is going to be chal right away. So I asked Tosos, but according to Rav Huna, it's not true. In Mamad Chozer, or even without it tonight, according to the way Rashi understands Rav Huna. So that's why Tosos disagrees with Rashi, and he says that a shchiv mira that gives a get and does not make any tanai, never says im mati, im amad eino chozer, and they're megureshes. It's not like a matna shchiv mira where if he's amad from the choli, the matana is reversed and the matana is not intact, because the matna shchiv mira is not chal at all until achar misa, but a get has to be chal mechayim, and therefore he can't be chozer unless he was if he didn't attach it tonight in his misa. So Tosos disagrees with Rashi, but we're going to read the rest of the sugya according through Rashi's eyes. We're going to read it as Rashi would understand it. So anyway, Rav Huna makes this equation that a get is like a matana, just like a shchiv mira gives a matana. If he then walks out and he's fine, so the matana is not binding, he can keep his stuff. So too, if he gives a get as a shchiv mira, and again according to Rashi, and never makes it tonight, just gives a get as a shchiv mira, and then he walks around in the shuk, the get is batel. Umagito avagav dlo parish kivin damar ksovu avagav damar tenu. And just like if a shchimra gives a get and he didn't say all of the magic words, he just said write a get for my wife, he never instructed give a get to my wife, but you can do all of those things, you can give the get for his wife as well. Safman also, so too when a shchimra gives a matana, kivin damar tenu avagav dlo konamine, even if he doesn't do everything, he said tenu, but he never actually did any form of kinyan. Nevertheless, the matana is a valid matana. The chamur mesakein that divrei shchiv mira are kiksuvin ukimesurin damu. The rishonim said back on daf samach vav amud aleph, Tosav there in divrei maskel kedei, and other rishonim that even though that din is mefurish in the mishnah, but basu kofnan aleph and beis, the din of divrei shchiv mira kiksuvin ukimesurin damu, Rav Huna is coming to teach me that even if he's yotzei bekolar and he's not a chola, he has a din like a chola because he has a pachal of misa. And therefore, he may not do everything. He may not do an actual kinyan. So that's the chiddush of Rav Huna, that it's not only if he's actually a shchiv mira, but he's daito maturov because he thinks he's about to die. So the Gemara asks on Rav Huna, Tana, and our Mishnah says, And then if a guy gives a get and he says, this should be your get if I die from this illness. And then he goes and he walks out in the market and then he gets sick and he dies. So we have to make an assessment. If he died as a result of the original illness, then the get is get. But if he didn't die as a result of the original illness, ain't no get. But if you're going to say that if he's amad, that if he gets up from that illness and he's nisrapi mecholyo, so then the get is going to be batel, why do I need to make any assessment? He was amad, he got up, so that's it, the get should be batel. So he explained that the Mishnah is not talking about where he got up and he was healed. No, he left one choli and got sick right away with another choli. And therefore, he never walked out in the shuk. And that's why we have to make an assessment, which choli did he die from? Whereas Rav Huna says, the get is going to be batel if he had a refuah, if he was able to go outside, he was fine, he was healthy again. So frankly, Gemara, what do you mean? The Mishnah's talking about that he remained sick the entire time and just developed another condition. V'ha amad katani. It said amad in the Mishnah. That doesn't sound like he was all better. I mean, that doesn't sound like he remained sick the whole time. That sounds like he was all better at some point. Says Mar, no, Amad Micholizev enough al Cholyacher. Amad just means he was Amad from the first illness and immediately, segued directly into the next illness. V'halach b'shuk katani, but it didn't just say Amad. It said that he walked in the shuk. That makes it sound like he really got better. Halach al Mashanto. He needed crutches. He needed a cane. So he wasn't all better. V'halach Mashulan, and the fact that it talks about halach al Mashanto is coming to teach me to halach al Mashanto who. That only if he went from one choli to another and then he was choli chal mishanto, then you need to make an assessment if he died from the first illness, because there's raglayim ledavar that he didn't die from the first illness because at least he was able to go out with a cane. But idach, but someone who was not even choli chal mishanto, he remained in bed the whole time, even though he developed another condition, nami lobinan. You don't even need to make an assessment. You can assume he died from the first illness, and that's the chazaka, that he died from the first illness. So even though another condition developed and the doctor diagnosed him with something else, but if he never got out of bed, so then you could assume that it was the first illness that killed him. So says Mar Shamit Mina, we see from Rav Huna that we could be medayik from our Mishnah that Shchivmera Shenitak Micholi L'Choli Matanasa Matana. That Rav Huna says that everything we're going to say about a get is true about a matana, right? That was Rav Huna's whole chiddush, and therefore it should turn out that if you have a Shchivmera who goes from one choli to another choli, from one illness to another illness, his matana is going to be a binding matana. Because according to Rav Huna, the din of a get shchiv mira has the same din as a matna shchiv mira. That if he's amad, if he gets better in between, so then he's chozer. So since by a get, if he's nitak mecholi l'choli, that's not called amad, and the get is still going to be intact. So too by matna shchiv mira, that if he went from one choli to another choli, that's not called amad, and the matana is still intact. And even though the Mishnah has to tell me the Mishnah requires an assessment whether he would die from the first illness, that's only if because he said immati mecholizeh. But if he didn't say immati mecholizeh, the get and the matana are going to still be binding even without any sense of umdina. So says Gemara in Tamar Rav Lazar Mishvedra Shchiv Rashinta Mechol Mechol Matanasa Matana. Perfectly good deal, and that's correct. That if a shchiv mira is nitak mecholi lecholi, the matana is still binding, even though he only gave it as a shchiv mira because he was going to die. Hitaka did die. We don't know if it was from that illness or from the other illness, but we're allowed to assume it was from the first illness, and the matana is still binding. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Not all the Amorayim agree to what Rav Huna said. That Rabbi Rava lo sviru lehu had Rav Huna. They disagree. Rabbi and Rava disagree with Rav Huna. They hold that if a shchiv mira did not say immati, even though it's mistaver that he gave the get because he thought he was going to die, but even so, if he was amen mecholi, the get is still binding. They're still divorced. Why? Isn't Rav Huna correct that he was only trying to give it because he thought he was going to die, and therefore the get should be batel? They should still be married. Why do Rabbi and Rava think that they are in fact divorced? gezeira. It's a din midrabanan shamiyom yeshket la'achar misa. What are people going to see over here? They're going to see a guy gives a get without saying imati. He just gives a get stam, and the get is only going to be chal if he dies. But then when he walks around, the get's not going to be chal. That's going to look a lot like a get la'achar misa, that it's only going to be a get if he dies, and if he's not that, and he never said imati, he never made it tonight. So it sounds like the get is it's a get la'achar misa. So they have to make a gezeira. We shouldn't give the impression that there's such a thing as a get la'achar misa, that regardless of whether he walks on his 2 feet again or not, this get is going to be binding. They're going to be divorced. It says, wait, can you have such a thing that on a daraisa they're still married? The get is not chal, and the rabbanon are going to make a gzeira that she can go marry other people, that they're divorced on a daraisa level. She's an ashes ish. This is a very serious iser. How could the rabbanon just let her go and marry other people? It says, in call the mekadesh adai to the rabbanon mekadesh. Anyone who's ever mekadesh an isha is doing it al das the rabbanon, that the rabbanon should approve of the kiddushin. So that's why you say kedas Moshe of Yisrael, that if we do something that the chum are going to see a reason to be mevatel the kiddushin because of whatever circumstance arises, so then the kiddushin is batel meikara. Vafkin rabbanon the kiddushin minei, the rabbanon uproot the kiddushin the mafreya when they need to do so. So it turns out that they were never actually married. She was a single girl, and she remains a single girl, and she can go marry anybody else. So we are also by the Shchiv Mira, who's Megarish Shishto Bistam. He never said Imati, he's just Megarish Shishto, and then he's Amar Micholyo, even though the get should be Batel, but in order that Takala won't come out, that people will think that's going to be get, that there's such a thing as Get Lachar Misa, the Rabbanu were Mafkia, the Kiddushin, the Mafreya, and we say that that's it, they're never married, and she's Megureshes, we view her as if she's Megureshes with this get. So I'm revealing Ravashi, Tenech, the Kaddish Mekasva. I get how the Rabban could pull off such a trick if you're Mekadishur with Kiddushay Kesef. So the Chama could be Mvatal Kiddushin by being Mafkir, the Kesef Kiddushin that he had given her, because Hefker Beitz and Hefker, there's a mechanism through which to make that transaction of the giving of the Kesef a meaningless transaction. Because the Rabban could just say, it's Hefker Beitz and Hefker. But Kaddish be Bia, but if he was Mekadish Lishu with Bia, which is one of the three ways to be Mekadesh, Mayik al-Meymar. So how can the Chum be, through what mechanism could they be Mafkir the Kiddushin? What happens to the Maisabiyah? How do you undo a Maisabiyah? So Amalei, so Ravashi responded to Ravina that even if it's Mekadesh Bibiyah, since you were told of the Kiddushin on the Das of the Chumim, Shavir Rabban al-Bilas al-Bilas Nus. The Chumim make that Biyah like a Bilas Nus. They were not worried about the Biyah, even though through their Takana, that Biyah will turn into a Bias Nus and not a Bias Kiddushin. Shitin Betzis points out in the name of the Ritva, wait, does that mean that they've been living in sin all this time and that they need to do tshuva and they need slicha and kapara for all of this time that they were living together, because the whole thing, every bia that they had is a bias nus, because he's amad, he did the, what was his terrible crime? That he was amad mecholio, that he got better, because he got better, so now everything's going to be bias nus. He says, no, that wasn't their intention, they thought that they were married, it's just that he was told to his das, and the das of the Ratzon Chamim, so it's really a mitzvah, it's not an aveira, it's not a problem, you don't have to think too hard about it. It was what it was, and they're fine. It's not something we have to do tshuva. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara says, Tenish b'kash b'kaspa, kash b'biya meikle meimar. But the first Mishnah condition tells us that there are three ways to mekadesh nisa. There's kesef, shtar, and biya. So the Ritva writes that kesef and shtar have the same din, because the chum could be mevatel the shtar also. So Chassam Sofer says, how are the chum mevatel the shtar? Very simply, a shtar has some sort of value, the value to be lotzer al pitzel chis, so you can use it as a bottle cap or something like that. So the chamim are mafkia, the value of the shtar, the shtar is value, so it's hefker beis nefker on the mamon of the value of the shtar, and therefore the kiddushin is batal. So the afah and ksubis taf gimel amral says, what are you talking about? The shtar is not kosher because of its value. Meaning when you're mevatel the when you do hefker beis nefker on the money, the you need it to be worth a shavapruta in order for the kesef kiddushin to work, but for kiddushin shtar to work, it doesn't have to be worth anything. Doing hefker beis nefker on the value of the shtar is irrelevant. So what you have to say is that the Rabbanan simply made it a chaspa bialma. They said that shtar is not really a shtar. I mean, the Rabbanan have the right to undo the kashrus of a shtar. So we don't view it as a valid shtar kiddushin. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Zegi tech me'ayom im mati mechali zeh. Meaning, we learned in our Mishnah that if a guy makes his get talui on him dying from that illness, and then he dies from a different illness, that is not a fulfillment of the Tanai. So the Gemara says, what about somewhere in between, right? Meaning, if he dies from the very illness that the get hinged on, so it's a valid get. If he dies from a totally different illness, then it's not a valid get. What if he stays ill, but he dies from an external force? He dies from a roof caving in on him or something like that. So he remains in that first illness, but he dies of something else. So we have a brisa that addresses this issue, and the brisa makes it sound like it depends on exactly what his wording was. Tan Rabban, Zegitech Mehayom Im Mati Michalizeh. This should be a get from today, if I die from this illness. Then the house caved in on him and he died. Oh, kishu nachash, or a snake bit him. Ain't no get. It is not a get because the get was given al-das that he dies from this illness. He didn't die from this illness. He died from some sort of external force. But if he says it differently, im lo emod michalizeh, if I do not rise from this illness, are a get. And then this terrible accident happens, and he dies, then it is a valid get, because at the end of the day, lo amad, he never got up from that illness. So ask the Gemara, maishna resha, maishna seifa. Why should the resha be any different than the seifa? In the seifa, it's a get, in the resha, it's not a get. From the fact that in the seifa it is a get, even though he died from something else, you see that the husband is giving the get, even al das, that he dies because of an onus to lo shchiach. So in the resha also, shouldn't we make the assessment in his mind that he's giving this get even if he dies from an onus to lo shchiach? Meaning apparently the Gemara does not think that the change of lashon should be something that we're medayik so much in. That it's not something that what we should be thinking about is what's going through his mind. What is his intention when he gives the get? So the slight change, im mati michalizeh, im lo emod michalizeh, probably he has the same thing in mind. And therefore that we shouldn't be too medayik in his words. It should all be about what his das was. So his das was either to include a situation where he dies from an external force or to not include such a situation. Why should there be any difference? So Shlacha Matan, they sent it from Psak, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, when the Chachmei Bavel asked the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael about something similar. There was a maisa that happened in Bavel that a person said to his wife, Harezek Yitech Imlo Emo, and then he was devoured by a lion. So they wanted to know if the get is a valid get or not. So the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael sent back, Acholo Ari Ein Lanu, that we don't think it should be a valid get if he was eaten by a lion, because such an onus of being eaten by a lion is an onus lo shchiach, and the husband never was olal das to be Megarish's wife if he gets eaten by a lion, because he never could have imagined getting eaten by a lion. So we see that they paskin that the get is going to be batel. So it must be that the seifa of our brisa, where we said that im lo emon micholizev enough lo bais v'kishnachash hareza get, that the get is still binding, it must be that that's a mistaken girsa, and the ratio of the brisa is really correct. And not only if you say imati michalizeh is not a valid get, even if you say imlo emon michalizeh, there's no way that the guy had in mind about getting eaten by a lion. It's very interesting. We have very clear psak here from the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, acholo ari eimon, that if he gets eaten by a lion, it is not a get. They are still married. She's going to need yibum. So the Rambam paskins in the ninth parak of Hilchos Gerushin, if a guy says harezek yitech im emod michalizeh, and then a lion eats him, or nafal alav habayis harezu safek megurashas. The Rambam should have said harezu ainu megurashas, that she's not megurashas at all. The Rambam says safek megurashas, and there's no other Gemara. Meaning the Rambam, it's clearly this case. So what did the Rambam do over here? How could he go against this Beferish Gemara? So the Magen Mishnah understands that the Rambam understands the Gemara that sholch mitam achalu ari ein lanu means ein lanu tshuva b'davar zeh. Not like Rashi understood that ein lanu sheyehe get, that we don't think it should be a get. Ein lanu means we don't have an answer to this, and therefore it's a suffix. So that's how the Rambam understood. Mishnah Melech explains that the suffix is the kavan of the Megarish Dafka if he dies as a result of the illness, or even if he dies during the illness, meaning we're not sure what his intention was. He died during the illness, but not because of the illness. Right? So that's the question. The Rush explains the Rambam a little differently, that the suffix was, if we paskin like the Bavli, who says that it's not a get, or like Yerushalmi, Tosus quotes Yerushalmi, that's mechalik between Imati Micholizah and Imloem of Micholizah. So in Echinami, the Bavli is not mechalik, the Bavli says, Maishra Reisha, Maishra Sefer, there should be no difference between the two, but the Yerushalmi understands that we are Medayik in his words, and that there is a difference between the two, and that's the Rambam suffix, whether we paskin like the Bavli or the Yerushalmi. The Reb Chaim in the Chiddush Manshas explains that the suffix is even if it if even without an Afilas Abayas or Achilas Ari he would have died because of the Choli, or maybe he would have been Omeid, maybe he would have gotten better, meaning that the suffix whether the get is binding or not is, I don't know what would have happened with this illness, I don't know if he would have died anyway. So if he would have died anyway, then that's a fulfillment of the Tanai and the get is still binding. But if he would not have died anyway, and we'll never know if he would have died anyway, and that's where the Rambam got that it's a suffix. So anyway, now the Gemara brings what would the status be when you have an onus lo shchiach in mekach memkar, masu umatan, if you make a business deal and you take responsibility for an onus and then something really crazy happens, something that's beyond a normal onus. So there was a guy that sold a field to his friend, and kabbal alei, the mocher accepted the achrayus that kolons to be solid of any onus that comes up with that field. The sof afiku banahara, eventually the a river was diverted toward that field. The melech decided that eminent domain or whatever, that he's going to divert a river that goes, it's going to go right over that field now. So that could, that no one predicted, no one saw that coming. So I saw asal kamed to Ravina. So the lokeach came to Ravina, and he was toveah the mocher to give him a different field. You accepted achrayus, this field didn't work out, you said you're going to take achrayus for it, to give me a different field. So amalei, Ravina said to the mocher, zil shafilei, go and give him a proper field, akabil salach kolon sedemisyalit, you were makabel achrayus. So amalei, Ravacha bar tachlifa the Ravina, unsalo shriachu, what are you talking about? This is not the kind of onus anyone could have ever imagined. Igalgal nusel motel kameh de Rava, so it became a shaila that everyone was talking about, so it got to Rava. So amalehu, Rava said, unsalo shriachu, this is an onus that's not shchiach at all. He was never mekabel achrayus for this kind of onus, and therefore he does not have to provide him with another field. Eisvei Ravina l'Rava. So Ravina challenges Rava from the seif of the brisa that we mentioned before. Im lo emon micholizev. The guy gives a get shchivmera, and he says im lo emon micholizev. The nafal of bayis lo ekishu nachash, and then he dies from something crazy. Hareze get. We don't say that it's an onus lo shchiach and the get is invalid. No, every onus is included. So why by the field should you hold that an onus that's lo shchiach is not included in the achrayus that the fellow is being mekabel? So amalei Rava, Rava responds, Ve'ima mireisha. What do you ask me? Kashas from the seifa. The very reisha of that price was so ser, the seifa of that price. And remember we said, Meishna reisha, Meishna seifa. Oh, the seifa must be meshubash, the seifa is wrong. So what do you ask me? Kashas from that, from the seifa of the price. The reisha of the price is a support to me. So I'm le'ravach mi'divt ravina, mishum t'kash reisha seifa l'masvim t'yiftamina. Why is Rava rejecting the kasha from the seifa? Just because there's a steer between the reisha and the seifa of the brisa, you can't ask from the seifa. So Amalei, in Ravina says exactly, you can't. Keeping the kasha reisha seifa lo in Rabbi Midrasha. If there's a steer between the reisha and the seifa, that shows that there's something wrong with that brisa. Umeshabeshtehi. It's a brisa whose text is obviously messed up, and therefore you can't ask any kashas from it. So zil basa svara, and therefore you have to go with the svara, with what makes the most sense, and what makes the most sense is that an onus to lo shchiach is not something that a person ever could have or would have had in mind, and he was not mekabel achrayus for an onus to lo shchiach. The very comparison between Hilchos Gittin and Hilchos Mekach Memkar, Tosfos points out, is very strange over here, because according to Rava, it shouldn't be Akash at all. Rava holds in Ksubas Taf Beis and Beis that ain onus begitten, that if a person makes it tonight, that the get should be chal if I don't come within a particular amount of time, even if the reason he didn't come is because of an onus, the get is still binding, because the chum were misaking that there's no tainus onus to help to be mevatel the get. Why were the chum misaking that? They were worried about snuos, they were worried about prutzos, people who will say it was an onus when it wasn't an onus, it wasn't an onus when it was an onus. So they just say, you know what, onus is not going to be effective. factor. If a guy says, if I don't come back within 12 months, that this get should be a get, I don't care why he didn't come back within 12 months, the get is going to be a get. So that's a unique din by get. So it could be that it's dafka by gittin, we're going to say that even though there was an onus, the get is going to be chal. What does that have to do with a sada? A sada has nothing to do with a get. There was no such special takana by a sada. So the very fact that Esvei Ravina L'Rava, that Ravina challenges Rava, what do you mean? How can you tell me that the guy has to provide, that the guy doesn't have to provide another field because it was a crazy onus? By a get, we're not worried about it. We don't care about the fact that it was a crazy onus. Yeah, because get is different. Rava himself holds. Ain't onus begitten. So that's a kasha that Tosos raises over here, and he has several terutzim. But anyway, let's move on to the Mishnah now. So says the Mishnah. We just discussed previously that if a guy gives a get to his wife and he makes it tonight, that the get should be chal if he dies at some point from this illness, so the get's going to be chal. So the Mishnah says, okay, so how do they behave in the meantime? What do they do? So he says, areza giteich me hayom immati. So if he's going to die, they're already divorced. So lotus yachid imo ela b'fnei edim. They should not have yichud unless there's someone else in the room with them. Someone else, even though it says edim over here, doesn't have to. It's not like edus. You don't need edim. You just need someone there who's going to take away the yichud issue, where you don't have to be worried that they're going to be that he's going to be boel her, because he and that's just one person is enough. Obviously, he's not going to be boel her in front of another person. But if you know that they had yichud, you had two edim that they in fact had yichud. Without someone else in the room with them, then you're going to need a second get. Because Eidei Yichud are the same as Eidei Bia, and we have to be choshesh that he was Boel her L'shem Kiddushin, and you're going to need a brand new get. That's at least the way to understand this, according to the Mandiyam and the Gemara, that we're choshesh that maybe he was Boel her L'shem Kiddushin. According to the Mandiyam and the Gemara, that we're not choshesh that after he gave her a get that he's going to be Boel her L'shem Kiddushin, anyway you have a problem. She's a single girl, and now there'll be Misyachid with a single girl. So whether we're choshesh that he's Boel her again or not, or again, you can't be alone in a room with her. If there are aidim that he was alone in a room with her, that's a problem. Who could take away the yichud problem? Anyone. An eved, a shivcha, chutz mi shivcha sa, b'nei shaliba gaspa shivcha sa. Unless it's her personal shivcha, who she's very comfortable around and who she knows she can trust and is not going to say anything, because then we're afraid that he's going to be bowled her in front of that shivcha. So mayhi ba'os nayamim, what is her status during that intervening time period between the Nesina Saget and his death? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Keshus Ishul Chol Devareha, she has status of Neshus Ish, and if someone else has boel her during that time, so if he did so b'mezid, he's chayiv chenek, and if he did so b'shogeg, he's chayiv chatas. Ksav Sofer asks, well, how could you be chayiv chenek? In order to be chayiv chenek, you need hasra safik. I mean, you need hasra. And the hasra l'chor of you is hasra safik, because at any moment he could die. The get is chal, sha'achas afnei nisaso. So at any moment, it might be that sha'achas. I mean, Asra Safik is that normally the din of Asra is, I have to tell you, if you do this, you're going to be chayiv this onesh. Asra Safik means, yeah, but if you do this, you still might not be chayiv that onesh. Meaning, even if you do it, you might not be chayiv the onesh. It depends on other circumstances. So over here also, it depends on other circumstances. I don't know if he's going to drop dead or not. So the Ksav Sofer says, yeah, but there's a cheskas eshesish that she has, and he has a cheskas chayim. So because of that, because of the two chazakos, we view that as a vaday. Meaning, since there are two chazakos pointing in the direction that he taka will be chanek for being boel her, so we don't view that as a suffix, that maybe the husband will drop dead this moment. No, she has a cheskas eshesish, and he has a cheskas chayim. That's enough to make it a vaday. Rabbi Yossi Omer Megreshes Veinu Megreshes. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Tanna Kamma, says it's not. It's a suffix. Suffix Megreshes, suffix Einu Megreshes, and therefore someone who's Boeler is Chayiv Nashim Talui. So, for the rest of his life, they're besuffic. So now the Gemara quotes a cryptic brisa, and we're going to have three different interpretations of this cryptic brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, the brisa says, Re'ua shenis yachta imo ba'afela. If they saw that this woman, after he was megarisher mehayomim mati mecholizeh, they saw that she had yichud together with her husband in a dark room. O sheyesh imo tachas magalos amita, or that they slept under the bed together. Ein choshen shemenis asku b'davar acher. We don't have to worry that maybe they are tashmish. v'choshim mishum znos. But we are choshish that there was znos. Vein choshim mishum kedushin, and we're not choshish that there was any kedushin. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Domar, av choshim mishum kedushin. That we are choshish that there was kedushin. So says Mara, first you say that we're not choshish that davarachos. We're not choshish that there was any tashmish. So what are we choshish for? That there was znos. Well, isn't znos tashmish? But not kedushin. What's happening over here? So three interpretations. Amram Nachman, Amram Rabba Baravua, Hachi Kamar. This is the way to read the Braisa. If you see that they had yichud, you don't have to be worried about bia. But what the Braisa meant to add in is ru'ua shenivala. But if you saw that their taka was a bia, you don't have to be choshesh that there was a bia. But if you see that there actually was a bia, choshesh mishum kiddushin, then you assume that that bia was done l'shem kiddushin. Nasan laksafim. But if you then see, we're adding this into the Braisa also. If you then see that after the bia he pays her, then choshesh mishum znus. Then you assume that it wasn't kiddushin, that it was just nus, and that's why he was paying her. Damin and besnana nasan la. He was giving her payment for her services. Vein choshim mishum kiddushin, but you don't assume that it was kiddushin and then you just happened to pay her afterwards. I mean, the fact that he paid her is mochiach to us that it wasn't a maisa kiddushin, that it was a maisa znos. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Domer, af bezol choshim mishum kiddushin, that even if he paid her, we're still choshish mishum kiddushin. So the Gemara is going to ask, well, wait a second. We have to look at all of this in light of machlokes besham besilal we're going to have on daf pei aleph. On daf pei aleph, we're going to discuss if someone is megarish his wife, and then after the gerushin, they sleep in the same hotel together. It's a famous sugya of megarish his ishto v'lani ima bepundik, that he was megarish his wife, and then they sleep together bepundik. They sleep together in the same hotel room. So Beis Shammai says you don't need another get. They're already divorced. You don't need another get. Beis Hillel says you need another get. So the Gemara quotes that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that machlokas is only when you saw that they had bia. Where Beis Shammai says, yeah, but it's a bias nus, so you don't need another get. You don't have to worry that it's Bias Kiddushin. And Bisil says, Eina the Mosabilas Abilas Nus, it's a Bias Kiddushin. That's why you need another get. But if you didn't see that they had Bia, you only saw that they had Yichud, then for sure you don't need another get. So since the Braisa said, Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, whether we're Choshish for Bias Kiddushin or we're Tola that it was a Bias Nus, so Kamanas, La Hadam Rabbi Bechanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes Kshurosh Nivula. Who is Rabbi Bechanam assuming like when he says in that Machlokes Besham Besil later on about Magar Shishav Lodim Bab Puntaki, that the whole machlok is only if you know they had bia. But if you don't know for sure that they had bia, then you're not going to need another get. Kiman, who is Rabbi Yochanan assuming like that? According to Beis Hillel, that Allah, who we paskin like, we're choshish that he was bo l'shem kedushin. You do need another get. That works both according to the Tanakhama and according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because both of them are moda that if you see that she was nivela, then we are choshish for kedushin, and if you don't see that she was nivela, we're not choshish for kedushin. The only machlokas is if you saw him give her money afterwards. That was the whole machlokas in this brisa. So maskva abayi midik safum katani. It's a great pshat in the brisa, but you're adding something in that doesn't appear in the brisa. You're adding in a line that he gives her money afterwards. It doesn't say that in the brisa, so that can't be the pshat in the brisa. Elo amar abayi, abayi says pshat number two in the brisa. Hachi kamar ruah shenivla. If you saw that they actually had bia, choshim mishum znus vein choshim mishum kedushin. You assume it's bias nus and not kiddushin. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer af choshim mishum kiddushin. That no, you assume that it is kiddushin. Keman azal hadam Rabbi Bechanam Rabbi Yochanan machlokas kshur shnivla v'lor shnivla d'rei kol einshu kemenu get sheini. So how now do we understand whose shita is Rabbi Yochanan following when he says that the machlokas b'sham b'silal about lani ima b'pundaki is only if you know they had bia, but if you don't know they had bia, then you're for sure not going to need another get. So says Mar Keman Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yochanan is following Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says that af choshim mishum kiddushin when you see that they had bia, because Tanakhama says we're not choshish for kiddushin. So Tanakhama is going to say that the machlokas b'sham b'silal that there is no machlokas b'sham b'silal in such a case, because if there was, then it would turn out he's passing like the Beis Shammai, and there's no way he would pass like the Beis Shammai against the Beis Hillel. So maskav Rava imkein ma'af. If the machlokas and the brisa is only if you saw that they had bia, that the Tanakhama says, oh, don't worry, that's just nus, and Rabbi Yosef Bida says that's kiddushin, then what's the lashon Rabbi Yosef Bida says of af choshim mishum kiddushin? Sounds like we're choshish for znus and even for kiddushin also. What do you mean? I'm choshish even for kiddushin. Kiddushin and znus are opposites of each other. How could it be that I'm choshesh for znus and even for kiddushin? It doesn't fit the wording of the brisa. Ella amarava, a third and final interpretation of the brisa. Hachi ka'amar. The Tana means to say the following: if you see that they had bia, we're choshesh for znus and not for kiddushin. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda amar, af lo ru'u ashenavla, that even if you didn't see the adbiyah, you only saw that the adyichud, still choshim shum kiddushin. You're choshish for kiddushin. So kaman azal adam rabba b'chanam rabbi yochim achlok shura shenivla av lo ru'u ashenavla divra kol einitzuich emenu get. So who are we following when, who's Rabbi Yochanan following when he says that if you didn't see a bia, you could assume nothing happened and you're not going to need a get? Kiman delo kechad. That will turn out not like the Tanakama and not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, because according to the Tanakama, even if it was ru'u ashenivla, you don't have to be choshish for kiddushin, you're tola biznus. So how can we say that the Tanakama holds like Beishanai? And according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, even if you didn't see that they had bia, you just saw that they had yichud, were choshish for kiddushin. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if you didn't see that they had bia, everyone's going to say you don't have to be choshish for kiddushin, that there is no kiddushin there at all. So it must be that Rav is going to hold like not like Rabbi Yochanan. Whoever says that that machlokes b'sham beis hillel is in the case of lo ru'u ashenivla, and according to beis hillel, we're choshish for kiddushin even when you don't know for sure that they had bia. We assume and they're going to need a new get, and that's like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda over here. That's from tomorrow. We will pick up at the two dots. Pick up at the two dots tomorrow. Good Shabbos, everybody.